great time at Pro Sushi. I always enjoy this crew. Now, this crew is a little shy, Susan, because Susan said something to one of them about talking on the radio, and I thought he was going to jump over a box of chemicals. I thought he was going to clear them by just flat-footed, you know?
They're hard workers, and they want to stay assembling the lunches and working on the pork chops versus talking with us. They've gotten really quiet all of a sudden.
You're exactly right. Tell us about some of the messages we're sharing this week for Farm Safety Week.
Yes, so this week, just as in all the years past with Farm Safety Week, there are different themes every day. And this year's themes include equipment and roadway safety, health and wellness, generations of farming, confined spaces, and also ATV and UTV safety. Now, today's theme is health and wellness associated with farming. And most, you know, people don't realize that the suicide rate amongst farmers is the highest of any group in the United States. And just the general public probably doesn't realize, and it's important to know, the stresses that come with a farming operation.
Especially on a year like this one, when you've seen weather has been a real factor, especially wet during the spring, dry during the summer. It's been a challenge both ways, you know?
It has been. So we have faced very tough environmental situations. And then we also have to think about the economics of farming right now and where commodity pricing is. So with those combined, it's very important to think about the mental health aspect of this occupation.
Absolutely. And don't overlook taking time to get checked on, as far whether it be your regular blood pressure, just health checks, things like that, and your mental wellness. If you feel, you know, I think it's important this time of year, too, to think mentally, because it can be stressful out there in the field doing what farmers do.
Yes, very well stated, Alan. You know, our farmers work so hard every day. They wake up early. They stay late in the fields. They care for the crops and animals all year round, and their hard work makes it all go around. They make sure that we've got food to eat, something on the table, and clothes to wear. So it's easy for our farmers, when they're working so hard, especially during harvest season, to neglect those things that you mentioned, which is their personal health.
Yeah, and farmers think, well, I'll take care of that later on when I get done getting the crop in, or when I get done with this. And unfortunately, sometimes it's too late.
Absolutely. And you know, Alan, we have also faced a really hot summer and early fall. So it's important for our growers to know those signs of heat stress and exhaustion, as well as just protecting themselves even from the simple things like hearing when they work around loud equipment, just so many things to be mindful. And as I mentioned before, you know, mental health is very important, and there are hotlines available if a grower is struggling. If you know somebody that's struggling, there are people to get in touch with that can help. They're there 24/7. And if you need a phone number, call me and we'll get you in touch with the right people.
That's exactly right. That's what you guys do. You're more than just a supplier for the products on the farm. You're really just a friend of the farmer. And I think it's so important, Susan, because you've got folks who help you. We're talking with some of your Helena representatives, your Pioneers representatives. They're all a little shy. They don't want to talk on the radio today, but they're here, great partners with you guys, and you won't be the same thing with your farmers.
Absolutely. It's all about relationships, treating the people you want to, the way you want to be treated, and we hope that our growers see us as true partners who care about them.
And I think it's part of what you guys do today when you deliver meals at the farm. That means something to a farmer that they don't have to stop and take time to come in to visit with you guys. You can break it out to them where they can keep on doing what they're doing.
That's right. We hope to provide a healthy meal that keeps their tummies full and helps them keep going and just puts a smile on their face.
I see pork chops. I see dessert, all kinds of goodies here for folks.
Yes, absolutely. We've got the full meal deal going out the door.
We're Pro Solutions. We're talking Farm Safety Week and really what they're doing for their growers today here at Farm, on Farm Safety Week. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.
It's game time at Toyota of Hopkinsville for the Saving Blitz sales event. Drive off the lot in a brand new Corolla LE and enjoy the luxury of excellent fuel economy combined with award-winning reliability. Win big with special financing of only $199 per month for 36 months and only